Our meeting back to order. And we're ready for Road and Bridge.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the Forsyth issue first thing.
Be fine. It's fresh.
I wasn't able to do research on the $51,000. I do recollect that it was $51,000 and possibly some change. And the problem they had was that the McDonald's was having a hard time acquiring the property on McDonald's, and MoDOT didn't like the alignment of the turn at that point in time. We did not budget for it in this year's budget. I am holding the reins as tight as I can, watching the budget. Every time Rich sends me a report, we're doing some things differently out in the field as far as cold mix use is concerned, and I hope to have most definitely be in the black numbers towards the end of the year. I'll know better towards August, July time frame, how we're really trending.
So you don't, do you have a recommendation for us, or is what you said your recommendation, you would rather wait?
My recommendation, based on the 12,000 vehicles per day that use that road and the safety features involved, is that we try and eke out $50,000 out of the road and bridge account or a contingency fund. The cost to benefit for what that will actually do for that intersection would be tremendous. That's one of the main pinch points in town.
Right. I have a question for you. If the commission decided to go that route, and we haven't made a decision yet, but if we did, Frank, you know as well as I do the circumstances we've had with MoDOT and their contractual agreements on roundabout, no roundabout, and finally we got a roundabout. But I'd like to have some signed paperwork from the city before we make our obligation. And I'd like to know why MoDOT didn't do what they said they'd do. Chris and I had a long discussion about that. Why they made the expanse of the boring and then took the sidewalks out is almost unreasonable, because that boring for that distance is terribly, terribly high. I'm right along with these other two guys when we talk about safety and a school being down there. I'm interested in doing it, but I sure would like to have some documentation that showed that they were going to go ahead and proceed before we obligate $51,000 this year that we might do use for something. Then
Can I ask a few questions? The Coy Boulevard, was that the money that you guys had? Because that was before my time to do that project. Was that any of the contributions that we were going to do? Was that basically assuming that it would be the $50,000, is that over and above?
That's over and above.
Okay, so we did over and above for
the same year that we did that. They did the road that goes by the city hall that was a safety outlet for the school.
Okay,
we allocated $50,000 in our road promotion deal, the same, and then this came up. MoDOT approached us. That's the reason I asked him this morning about MoDOT. MoDOT and the city approached us. And I think Mr. Pennell made the motion for the $51,000 because that was what was needed. And I seconded it, and Mr. Hershen voted against it because he thought they'd already be taken out of their
cost share.
So I have had Nikki or Jillian pull minutes. We approved a transfer of $51,000 to a change order in Coy Boulevard last year.
That's why I'm confused. On July 2nd, it says Commissioner Pennell moved to approve the transfer of $51,000 to warranty a change order to Coy Boulevard turn lanes.
That happened in July?
Uh-huh.
So that was probably the meeting that I was talking about. That we committed it is what we were doing there.
Is that the commitment, or is that...
They never used it, so it was the commitment.
Okay.
Is what I would say.
I was going to ask, Rick, did you ever get a chance to see if we spent $51,000?
I didn't find the $51,000. We gave Forsyth $50,000 last year. It didn't even came out of the cost share line.
Okay.
There is a line for Coy Boulevard, and there's nothing out of it.
Right. Okay. So that's where we committed to the money, but never.
But now see, they came back, and Jim, this is what's aggravating me. They came back and said that we didn't need to do that because the state wasn't going to do their part, all their part, and right. So it came in a lot less, and so we just wiped it off the sheet. Am I right, Chuck, about that?
No, I think I don't know what happened after this. Whether it fell apart is what I understood. MoDOT wouldn't do it or whatnot, so it just the cost share kind of thing fell apart. But that's what this was for. To warranty a change order to the Coy Boulevard turn lanes.
See, a warranty to the change order sounds to me like we spent the money.
But we didn't. Rick says, I mean, that's why I asked Rick, because when I found the girls found this morning.
Now, wait, before you do that, Rick, here, because you may be looking for $51,000, when I brought up at that time about the $25,000 that was owed to us on the trails, and so we got this because I had Mr. Preston go pull all that information up, and they owed us, by their own perception, $25,000. And so you may be looking for a $26,000 figure somewhere other than a
$51,000.
And one quick question as Rick's going.
To throw another monkey wrench in it, we also, they had a request for $25,000 for a park fund improvement at past old Remus place, the new park that they're building.
Was that 50 or 25?
25.
Well, that may be where we took the 25 off then, because we had the parks.
Mm-hmm.
That may be where the 25 went. I was wondering where the payment back from the city of Forsyth came to us, and we may have took that and applied that to the 25,000.
Well, I guess my other question was, Shorty Cooper, we at one time talked about realigning Shorty Cooper, and we're going to have to move some extra lines, and I remember a conversation where we talked about moving, maybe taking that $50,000 from Coy and applying it to Shorty Cooper to fix Shorty Cooper. And then we decided it was more than 50, so we scrapped that idea, correct?
That's correct.
And we're just putting Shorty Cooper back where it is.
Yes.
Okay, so, but we never spent that extra money on the change orders there, right?
That was for utility relocations.
Right.
Fiber optic and everything else that's there.
And we didn't do that.
We did not do that.
Okay.
This is
move to approve the transfer, which would say to me that that's what I've been thinking all along, was that we said, okay, we didn't use it there where we committed it at MoDOT on the main project, and we're going to transfer it to that turn lane. This is what I thought all along. And Frank mentioned budget.
Let me see that.
And my thought is we don't tag his budget with this, but we take it out of the contingency fund.
Out of road and bridge contingency?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying there, I guess.
It's got to come out of road and bridge, so.
Yes, out of the road and bridge contingency. The fund balance.
The trust.
Right, out of the balance, the trust balance.
Huh. Well,
but that, see, there was a lot of conversations about that. We at that time, we were heavy in discussion about relocating Shorty Cooper, and I think at that time, Coy Boulevard wasn't scrapped at that time. So we're, you know, I don't.
Well, is it? Am I reading you guys right? And I can't tell where you're at, Jim. I'm for safety reasons. I'm considering the approval of the $51,000, and that's what I see Chuck saying, that he thinks it's already been approved through this action right here.
But we did approve the. I just it expired at the end of the year because we didn't fund it.
Right.
We did pay $50,000, but it was not
Coy
Boulevard.
It was their cost share money, $50,000, and $51,000 was above and beyond that.
Right.
Do I hear a motion?
Well,
Do we want to wait? Well, I mean, I'm for it. I mean, it's going to fix the intersection. I mean, this is not the only troubled spot in the county. But
I have a question. Do we know what projects are possible?
That was some of the things that we don't have answers to, such as is the project 51,000 and we're getting 52,000? Are we giving 51,000 up? And,
And we can find those out real quick. That's the first question. Second question is, I guess not a question, this is a statement. You guys, when we budgeted this year for Road and Bridge, you asked me not to budget the monies in the contingency fund. So if you do decide to spend this money, probably we're going to have to amend the budget. And that will be a process of, I don't know how long it'll take, but probably a couple of weeks to get that done, because you got to post it and stuff and go through the regular process to do that. Because there's not any money in contingency fund. It's all left in a balance.
In the balance, trust balance.
Whichever one it's in, there's some.
What were we thinking when we had you do that? Because that's the first time you've done that, right?
Yep. And Chuck, I think it was because we felt like that we needed to make sure that we watched that look closer, and without, you know, in order to spend money that we don't have budgeted, if it's in a contingency fund, then you can kind of do that without going through a process. But if it's not in a contingency fund, you have to go through this process of amending the budget. And I suspect that's what you were thinking, but I don't know that.
Okay. Before we do that, let me ask you a question. Frank, I mean, are we going to have any surplus money left in the balance? But we could amend the budget at the end of the year to see how much you've cut. Rick, couldn't we do that? I mean,
I don't see, I mean, it's not going to, it isn't one of the negatives, so it would be a problem.
We could wait toward the end of the year and see where all the cost savings is, and maybe we can pick up the $50,000 somewhere else. I know we've made some, you're making some adjustments as the year goes on. You know, and I think there's somebody talking about retiring and all that. There may be some monies there.
I'd be comfortable in stating that we could do that towards
just
the end of the year.
Wait toward the closer to the end of the year.
Well, commit now and look at the budget and wait on the budget adjustment. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, before I say yes to this, I would like to know the scope of the project, how much it's going to cost. I'd like to know the timeline. I mean, what I heard this morning was that they were going to put it out. They could put it out for RFP in within 30 days. Well, then there's a period of RFP and there's a period of, they may not even need the money this year. There's a chance they don't even need the money this year, because we are talking about May already, basically. I just don't know. I mean, there's some of those questions I don't know about, but I'm for the project. I'm for the safety concerns. I'm for fixing that intersection because it is such a bottleneck. I mean, out of all, when I come in town every day, that's where the bottleneck is every time. Going and coming, that's it.
But, Jim, I think we're all in agreement. I'm reading you now just like I did. I said Chuck's in favor, your favor, and I'm in favor. But we have to, I think it's our responsibility to make sure that the paperwork says how much MoDOT puts in, how much Forsyth puts in, and Taney County has, and we look at the proportions of that.
Right.
Because MoDOT's done a bunch of work down there that doesn't match anything that I've ever seen on the as far as their engineering project.
Right. I don't know the whole process to that everything, but I'm fine with going forward with the project and saying we're still committed to the project up to 50,000, but we need more details. Is that something, how we could word it?
What I have so far is talk with Archer about timeline, official letter from MoDOT, and the cost share proportions from all the other entities.
I think that's good. And if you want to write this down without a vote that we are committed, or you guys want to vote on it and commit it, but without this information, I don't know how we do that.
I don't know if at this point I would say that, I mean, it sounds like we're saying we're in favor of it. I think all of us said it indirectly, but I wouldn't. Once again, if I said yes today, and I found out the project's only $50,000.
Or 75 or 100. And
well, just I'd like to know more details before I vote on something, but I'm for the improvement of that intersection. And if it costs the county $50,000 within reason of the overall scope of the project, I'm for it.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
Conceptually approve the project contingent upon the information coming back, and you're accepting the information that comes back from the questions that we have.
I think that's only fair that we ask those questions. I think the first place it nails MoDOT down to their participation.
Right.
I don't think the city of Forsyth will have much participation in it.
You don't think they will?
I think they'll use their stiff monies to, or what is that, what they call it?
Could be.
And I think they'll use it probably for this year's amount to get the project done. Because I think they used their amount last year to do that part of the project.
My feeling is on the other part of the project, we didn't pay nothing. And they paid all of what they had to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it's $60,000 and we're putting up 50, I still think that's the right thing to do. Because they paid before. We got out for nothing.
Okay, because the project, when they MoDOT returned our money and didn't do it.
Not there.
A pro rata share, whatever you want to say. So.
And again, we've got the vote here.
Right.
And that's what we said we would do. And we'd be backing out just because the year ran out. So I think we ought to go ahead and make the commitment. If you wanted to make it through the end of this year, make a point, and that would resolve your issue that if MoDOT doesn't come through,
right,
that puts them on a little pressure. To one of you said something about doing that.
I'm good with that. The more I think about it, because when MoDOT refunded, they didn't refund half of us and half of theirs. They refunded all of ours.
Exactly. It wasn't a percentage thing.
So
we got the.
Okay, well, that brings up a new question.
All right.
I was afraid that you'd get around to me finally thinking about something.
It's always our fear, Danny.
I don't believe that MoDOT refunded our funds.
They didn't refund. We never had to pay them.
Right.
They took it out. It was in the contract that we committed $50,000 or $51,000, whatever it was. And the project, because of whatever reason, didn't cost as much, so we didn't have to pay.
Okay. Okay. Bob, how did that work in the contract? I know to get the job started, we had to enter into a contract with them, or did we have to put the money up front?
I think it was an initial contract, and when it, excuse me for interrupting Bob before he could get up, but I think that the contract was done again later, maybe, that didn't include the $50,000. I know there was some back and forth with the contracts over the period of time.
Let's have some discussion with MoDOT. Do you want to call them, or do you think they're more confused about it than we are?
Well, I guess my question is, I feel like there's more paperwork from MoDOT. I mean, it sounded like we haven't been sent something, but the fact is we still, ultimately, it sounds like the commission wants this thing done, and that we're still standing behind our vote back in July. So just really from my perspective is, let me just make a motion and see if we guys go with this one, is that I move that we allocate $50,000 for the Coy Boulevard improvements that has to be used by the December 31st of 2010.
I'll second that motion.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next issue. Moving right along.
Would you like me to move forward?
You need to move forward and figure out. I mean, we got to make sure all the paperwork's done. So you're
not to exceed.
Not to exceed 50. And we're committing to. We're holding behind our commitment of last year. So.
December 31.
So will you give Chris Robertson or Mayor Potter?
Yep.
That'd be great.
Sheila Wyatt has requested our concrete. Did you want to talk about? I have 21 items here. I don't know if Bob wants to sit through all of them or.
Oh, he's just hanging out.
I do want.
That's twice he's wanted to say something.
I do want to talk about something though that I got hung with, and it's going to be more than me hanging. The Lisa King project needs to be something that all the commissioners review. I received a phone call from her.
Okay.
Friday. And she's not seeing things. Her view of this is one-sided as far as I'm concerned. The pictures, the on-site review and everything shows that this is not totally the county's problem.
What's Lisa King? What is
Hickory and Casey? Hickory and Casey Water.
Northeast lot.
I've been to location twice.
Okay, that's the one that you came with pictures about?
Yes. I know where you're
okay, I'm up to speed now. I wasn't following along. Okay.
Well, here's where I'm saying. I don't think that I am going to be a good voice without the commission's involvement. That's what I think. What do you think from your conversations with the Frank?
We've attempted to fix it twice. She also wants the mailboxes replaced, and we've already repaired those once. I mean, the project is pretty old at this point in time. I concur with what you're saying. I do not believe all of her problems are caused by the Casey Road problem.
When I talked to her about the trees, she said, what trees? I mean, I think they're maple. That's what they are. But they're this big around. Now, that's how confusing the conversation got, is she didn't want to talk about the berms of the trees holding the water against her house. And they're clearly where the water's puddled is between her house and the trees. And then out to the road where we put the base in, she wants the base that we tried to put in to resolve the problem. She wants it moved. She said that there was a ditch line there. She definitely doesn't want a ditch line there because that's where she parks. But she said, well, there's a ditch line there to remove that water before. So I don't know what we do. I'm at a standstill. And she asked that I come out there. I've been there twice. I left my card. Thank goodness I left my card so she'd know that I'd been there. And I think it's something for, now she's a teacher and she says her hours are limited of when she can talk to us, but I can see that this is going to turn into a more difficult situation than, what do you think, Frank?
She'd like her entire yard regraded and the chat removed.
What was the word she used? She's wanting it, I think, golf course style. This is exactly what I think from her conversation,
yes.
Christine.
Yeah, but we have before construction videos that would show what it looked like prior to the job.
I asked her, told her that this may be a situation that we need to get Great River down here and let them, Randy mm-hmm. took the shots and everything.
Last week.
Okay,
yes.
Everything worked out. Like I said, it's higher and low. I mean, it's towards Casey.
I'll put the information in your box. There's one low spot in the front yard that may or may not be from settling, but the rest of the situation is how we thought it would be.
Her neighbor is the one where we had the sewage sewer problem, right?
One of them.
Okay. Then across the street where Mr. Wyatt had his work done. Then the neighbor directly across on the other corner is where we took the big sycamore tree out. So I think she feels like she's been treated unfair because we didn't do anything on her corner, which we did. We twice, Road and Bridge has records of twice they've went out there and done work. What I'm saying is I'm trying to get out of being the one to go out and try to bring a decision back to you whenever I can't make that decision be what.
But if we've done it, if we've tried to repair it multiple times, there couldn't be a certain point where we say we've met our obligations, and I guess that's the point where then it becomes something we just can't resolve. And there's obviously an avenue for people to resolve.
I think that Great River should look at it and give us that confirmation.
Okay.
It's all right with me.
Why don't you have Great River... Frank,
you know what I'm asking, mm-hmm. Frank? I just need something from them saying, look, everywhere, and especially those before pictures.
I'd like to see the pre-video or have them look at the pre-video construction.
Yep.
And I'll supply them with the elevation shots.
Okay. And I need to either have you, I would like for it to come from you, return a phone call to her and tell her that we're going through all this process.
Okay.
And because I'm not going to be able to reason with her, I don't think, on the problem.
So you're going to get some information, Great River, and then you'll bring it back up to us then, Frank, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The picture I have shown you is the picture of the old jail cells that we've converted into storage facilities. The ones in particular that I'm talking about now are Sheila Wyatt's, where she will store all of the old books for, that we brought over from the mountain. The her concern is that because of those utility corridors, there's some several large and small holes that could be a problem with rodents or insects and fire or things of that nature. She'd like those areas concreted in. That was the request made to me. I'm letting you know it would take about six to eight bags of concrete to put 2 or 3 inches of concrete to fill those voids, and probably 1/2 to 3/4 of a day to do so.
Why would you
5 or 6?
Why would you do that whenever you could take a plaster, not a plaster board, but a
sheetrock,
something that
something
different to do that, something that was fire resistant and the whole
You do fire rated sheetrock.
Yeah. Each one is configured a little bit differently with different holes. I thought the pouring around all of it would be the easiest fix versus, I mean, it's like full flowable fill. It would find its own level and fill the holes properly. There are other alternatives to doing that. I can look at other alternatives. I think this would also be the cheapest.
When you said 7 or 8 bags, is it just for this one hole?
For all of them.
For all the holes, yeah. It's about 7 or 8 bags of
ready-mix
quickery or whatever, yeah. And then some labor.
Mm-hmm.
I say let's just do it.
Do it.
Okay, what are we going to do about the...
You're talking about this area here where it has the rebar.
No, I'm talking about the floor itself.
The floor.
Yes.
Oh. I
see what you're looking at, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about covering the holes up where the...
Each one's configured a little bit differently, but it's about the size of...
So you're just talking about covering this floor here, the hole...
Yes.
...that goes down below.
Yes.
How does that eliminate the fire? What I was looking at when you said fire was the extension cord wrapped around the BX.
I thought you were looking at pouring this wall here.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I didn't explain myself properly, I guess. We're looking at the floor only. How would it eliminate the fire? I don't see how anything's going to catch fire down below. It's pretty much
all concrete.
Concrete. I can see a rodent pest could be possibly a situation.
And you've talked to Ms. Sheila about that solution. She was comfortable with that fix?
Yes, yes.
So she's fine with the floor being...
concreted in, yes. She made the request.
I'm still good with it.
Her and I looked at it. I told her I would come visit you.
It seems easier than the one before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'll hand out something that, before we get to the other 20 items. And seriously, this is not a joke. And the timing is a little funny. When I visited the company in Tulsa that you so graciously let me go to and see the 65,000 square foot laboratory, I came home that night and I was really impressed with the attitude that almost everyone that I had conversation with that particular day. So I came home and I researched the company on the internet, and what I found was that they have a company motto and or a business plan where they try to create a positive work environment in every single thing that they do, and it really showed in everyone that I encountered. So maybe one exists somewhere in the county. I've not been able to see it anywhere, but it would be nice if we had, like other businesses, for-profit and or other counties or cities, have a motto somewhere or a business plan that talks about creating a positive work environment and serving the citizens as the best we can. I mean, there's a lot of different language, and I don't have the...
You've already presented this to us. And
I think I may have with one of you at one point in time.
Maybe. Okay. You've presented this, I think, to me in the hallway or something and asked me to read it. It's up there in my
yes.
office, and I went through.
A couple of thoughts, Frank, is that we vote on a code of ethics. I think we did last year or the beginning of this year from Don Neely. And then, if you guys remember, we're working on the HR personnel handbook. That was incorporated. The code of ethics, code of business has been integrated into that book. So, and we should have a first draft for elected official review. So I think I had a copy of this. I think I had a copy too, and I gave that to Lynette when I last met with her.
Okay.
But I agree there needs to be, there needs to be something documented of a common ground document. So I agree. And, I think we should have a review of that handbook pretty soon so we can dissect it.
The next one's a challenge. Dean Gunter, Winkle Drive. We allocated some months back approximately $6,300 for Empire Electric District to relocate their telephone poles and lines due to the imposition and or ground that we took from Mr. Gunter in installing a storm drain system and also infringing on his property with the road the way it's currently configured. You may or may not have seen that before.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to me, and I didn't know, I thought when the major utility moved their poles that the additional riders and or customers were obligated to move their poles also. That's not the case. Every few weeks I talk to someone to try and get this ball moving, and I guess I got the ball moving enough to where the other two utilities, one being Suddenlink and one being CenturyTel, have come forward with their estimates now, and Suddenlink's estimate for moving their utilities on Empire's poles is right at $6,300 also, $6,239 for CenturyLink. I don't think we infringed as much as I'm uncomfortable with moving forward with paying any more than we've already talked about. I made a field visit out there last week. Construction is well underway on the home. Moving the electrical lines. He talked about the fact that what we had done changed his ability to improve or enlarge his footprint on his lots. And I have a hard time conceiving that idea.
How much square foot did we impose, and did it kill that lot, that first lot?
This is the lot here that a garage is on. This is his home. The electric line is where the yellow line is.
This is where we infringed right here.
Yes.
Okay. So we infringed here.
We infringed exactly like this survey shows.
Okay.
So that was close.
It was bad. Is a siren pole? Is it the one that's in question?
So what's this change order now?
Isn't it a siren?
This one here goes behind the house, and we relocate to the front.
And the house that burned is here.
Yes.
So I guess my question is, how many square foot are we talking that we've imposed on him?
Right here, let's see, 15, maybe it's 20, 30, 600.
Okay. And now you're saying one change order for the electrical, which was promised before I came on board, that was 60.
We allocated 6,300
for that fix, and now we're saying another 6,300 for somebody else.
And then I'm unknown what.
Probably the same amount. So this change is going to cost us $18,000, basically.
We can move the road for cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Because we have the right of way. Here's the plan right here. Here's the way the road's currently configured.
Okay. Now, before you go any further, we've paid Empire?
We have not paid
anybody. No, we've paid nobody. We gave you direction and some budget allotment.
Yeah, I think this has got a little bit on the ridiculous side, so.
I don't see how this, yes, this is an imposition. I want to be compensated for you taking some of my land, but I don't see how it changes his ability to change the footprint of his house.
I guess my question for you is, with our rules of P&Z and minimum square foot, there's, you can still put a house on there, can't you?
It's sewered.
That's different. If, but square footage wise, what would it cost us for us to buy that? What's our typical per foot?
Well above and beyond.
The 63. The first 6,300 is?
Yes.
Because you're talking $12 a foot. That's for 6,300. If you said no, $10 a foot if you're 600 square foot. I mean, we don't pay that much for that property.
No, not typically, no.
So are you saying that we might
go
back to him and say 6,300 or we'll move the road?
That was the original agreement, and things have changed. It's taken a year and a half to get to this point. The other two utilities are finally coming forward, and I should have another estimate this week, but I was highly surprised to get another $6,300 estimate from.
But the only reason we were going to do $6,300 is that was the cost of moving the poles.
Yes.
If we're not going to move the poles, we might as well just see what a normal acquisition of easement is. I mean, versus.
That's correct.
I mean, which is probably $4 a square foot or something like that. Or two, I can't remember what we paid for Coon Creek or BB. Didn't we buy some? We bought some dirt there.
We have some documentation. I'm not sure off the top of my head what those numbers per square foot are, but I know it's not what we're looking at here.
I think that's the way you approach it. We buy the property off of them, or if we don't, we're just going to move the road. This is going to get into $18,000, and we're not going to have any different situation than what we're going to have poles moved, but the road is going to be going around that little old corner there with a.
I would at least like you to look at the price and see what it would cost us, the exact square footage, and tell me what it cost if we were just to acquire the dirt, the easement.
Based on our normal figures.
Normal figures. Well, however you figure that out, I mean, there's a process to that. I know that, you know, we had some, when we were acquiring Coon Creek and BB and even 76, we had some ratios there. Uh-huh. I'd at least like to know what those numbers are, Frank, before I could.
Okay.
And that's my opinion.
Yep, that's fine. That's what I want to know, too.
Good by me.
Coastal Energy, the company that supplies, traditionally has supplied in the past all of our chip seal oil, has a six-hour seminar this Wednesday for quality control and chip sealing. And they'll take us. I'm requesting six people to go, including myself. Six people came forward in a shop talk and said they were interested in going to Willow Springs for a three-quarter day seminar. And basically it's about chip seal and quality control and chip seal. Cost per day is fuel and labor to get us there and back.
Can we take a two-minute recess?
Yep.
Good. I can always take care of nature.
Shut us off over there.